All right, number two on the agenda, Gerard and Ken Collins.
Can I have your name, please?
James Kelly.
I'm James Collins.
Can I swear you in? Raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the best of your knowledge? Thank you. Did you get your join?
I got it. Yep, the mailings are good.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're in Brown Pool. Why don't you tell us what the plan is?
So the plan is to put an in-ground pool, an 1832 in-ground pool on the side of the house by Friendly Road. It's a double front lot, which, you know, has a larger setback than side lots. The building inspector proposed a 45-foot setback, which would be 5 feet different than the original, or the standard setback. We can't put it on the other side, it just doesn't fit, because there's, you know, a side setback, and then there is the setback off the septic system. We kept it behind the house, I'm sorry, behind the front of the house, so it's not going to be sticking out past the house towards Ames Road. And then you can't move it back any further because you've got a rear setback. There is also a 15-foot building setback, so there's really no, like, wiggle room as far as, you know, doing anything to make it fit, besides asking for a variance.
Okay. Let's say, I mean, considering the two front lot scenario and where the house is and having to do the 15-foot distance from the house, you've done a pretty good job to only need a 5-foot variance.
Thank you.
Because that is quite a squeeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the septic on the other side, yeah, taking out that whole area, you know, for consideration.
Yeah, that really spreads across the whole yard.
Yeah. Jeez. All right. Is there anyone in the audience that has any questions or comments about this application? There is none. All right. Board members have any questions? You okay voting on this tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I think your application is pretty straightforward, so I think we're going to move ahead, close the public hearing, and vote on it. Before I do that, any final statement you'd like to make in support of the application?
Once again, thank you for your time.
Okay. Thanks. Do you think you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present
the
application?
The best board that I've ever been to. They are there a couple of times. You guys are always really fair.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
No, I know. That's
not saying it's smart, too.
All right. Okay, I will close the public hearing, and I'll entertain any motion anyone would care to make on this application.
I'll make a motion to grant the applicant a 5-foot variance from the south front setback where 50 feet is required and 45 feet is proposed.
I'll second.
Andres with the second. And Paul, if you can address the criteria, please.
Certainly. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created by the variance. No, I don't believe there's any change whatsoever to the character of the neighborhood. An in-ground pool in that area is perfectly within keeping with the character of that neighborhood. So I don't believe there's any change, certainly not an undesirable one. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance, but given the layout of the property and the septic on one side, taking the whole portion of the yard out of play, I don't believe that there's any way that you can put a pool or really do much of anything without needing a variance in that area, and it's hampered further by having two front yards as a corner lot. So no, there is no method other than a variance for achieving this goal. Whether the requested variance is substantial, no, it's not. It's 10% variance where the distance is fairly large in the first place, and they've done a great job of minimizing the variance needed, so I do not believe that the variance is substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, there's no evidence of that, and I don't believe that there would be any. And whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, no, I do not believe it is, again, because of the location of the septic on one side and the narrowness of the lot and the two front yards, I don't believe that the difficulty was self-created, it's just a resulting factor from the layout of the property.
Thank you, Paul. We'll do a roll call vote. Andres, I'll start with you this time.
I'm in favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Rob?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Paul?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. So the variance is granted. And we'll hand you a piece of paper.
Thank you guys very much.
You can hold it, you've got to sign it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, take care, have a good night.